to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Today we meet Samir, a boy on a mission. He learned something that I think we all need to learn. Our world, the world where we can make a difference, is a whole lot bigger than we think. Here's his story. You've heard of the Garden of Eden, right? It's where Adam and Eve lived before they chose to follow Satan. Well, my dad says we have a garden of yard around our house. He says that God has made beautiful things for our garden and has asked us to care for them. That's why each week we fertilize the plants with all natural fertilizers, cut the grass with our electric non-polluting mower, trim the trees, pull up the weeds, dig around the flowers so water can get down to the roots, and make everything look pretty. Then we sit back and enjoy the view. Last Sunday, as I was lying on the grass looking up at the green leaves of the trees overhead, Dad came and sat down beside me. "You like our garden of yard?" he asked. "I sure do," he said. "Makes our hard work worthwhile." "But we're not done yet," he stated. "We've got more work to do. Follow me." We both jumped up and headed for the garage where our trash bins were stored. "Time for a trip to the recycle center," he announced. "Then we're going to do a cleanup at church, and then help remove trash from our town's streets." "Wait," I said, raising my hand. "Those places aren't in our yard." "Oh, yes, they are," Dad said. "The whole world is our yard, and God wants us to take care of it all. For instance, we need to stop using plastic products that end up polluting the oceans. We need to choose organic foods to eat that don't include poisonous chemicals that may kill bugs, but also makes animals and people sick. We need to protect our fresh water supplies by keeping our lakes and rivers clean. And we need to stop wasting water because, unfortunately, our world is running out of fresh, clean water in certain areas. Yes, we need to clean and protect all the places of this earth." I nodded enthusiastically. "Okay," I said, "let's get busy." And we did. After all, our garden of yard is pretty big. It stretches all around the world. Very good advice. Thank you, Samir, for that story. Hey, you know what? Taking care of this world isn't something we should do. It's something we should be. We don't just recycle. We're recyclers. We don't just grow a garden. We're gardeners. We don't just protect the water we drink. We protect the water that other people drink as well. Like Samir's dad says, the world is our garden. God gave it to us to love and protect. And you know what? A healthy world creates healthy people. It's a win-win situation. As you go about your chosen activities to help clean and protect God's creation, you might want to keep this Bible text in mind. The deepest places on this earth are His. The highest mountains belong to Him. The sea is His because He made it. He created the land with His own hands. Psalm 95:4-5. God created our world. It's our job to help keep it safe and healthy for everyone who lives here.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!